As we celebrate and continue this Christmas season, and it's going to end this weekend, and we're back to ordinary time, all of these kind of readings of the gospel, it was to kind of teach us, to proclaim to the world on these days, sort of the reason why Jesus came. And of course, today we hear about healing. And the idea is, and along with the first reading, is that Jesus came to heal a sick world. And we believe that, obviously, he came that because we all experience physical sicknesses, and that's why we have this gospel story about the man in leprosy. But obviously, if we're just looking at the literal part of it, we miss a deeper reality in that Christ come to bring things whole once again, to bring things back to health again, and that especially, of course, the spiritual health. And we have here a story of that. But then hopefully when you take a look at our world, and I remember most of you all know Father Paul Plant. He was a priest that was here for a while, but then and also in Auburn, but then he came to Falmouth at the end of his life as he was dying, and then we took care of him until he passed away. But one of the things I realized with him is that just one day he was at Mass. And I think he said, if I remember correctly, he just bent down. And as he bent down, that was it. He got extremely sick. It had to be helicoptered from Rangeley, where he was, all the way down to Lewiston eventually, but stopped in Farmington, then down to Lewiston, helicoptered there. And of course, after all of the tests, came to find out that he had pancreatic cancer. I bring that up because where there are different sicknesses that we have in our reality that we don't know we're sick, have no idea until something finally happens and it blows up and everybody knows now, and you find out, oh, I've got stage 4 cancer, I've had this major stroke, and it was this sort of, we call them the kind of silent killers, because by the time you find out, you're already so far along because you don't realize how sick you can be. And I guess sometimes that came to my mind when I was thinking about the reading and what I was going to say, because we as a culture sometimes feel that way. We have no idea kind of how sick maybe we are in a lot of the things that we run after in our culture. And that, you know, and that's probably why we're not seeking the doctor of our souls or Christ, is because we don't realize it. And we can always talk about those because they're outside in the world, because they're set, that's really obvious. But maybe sometimes inside, here, us. You know, that Christ came to heal some of the things we're not even sure yet we're sick of. And sometimes it's only a little late we realize, wow, I didn't realize how far off I was. So as we pray today, may we ask the Lord to kind of heal us and continue our journey toward wholeness. And of course, that wholeness looks like, first and foremost, God is our God. We love our Lord, our God, with all our heart, mind, and soul. The most important thing. Anything less than that, we start down kind of the unhealthy spiritual world.